Kenny, you had chances, but you had to fight back, didn't you, today?
Yeah, we did. Hull are a quality team, and I felt for the most part anyway, we took the game to them and passed the ball and played very well as a home side, you know, picking up the emphasis. But I also felt that in the last 10 or 15 minutes when the energy went out of the game, Hull's quality really came into it, and you know, by the end, they looked more likely to score in the last 10 minutes than we did. But overall, not a bad point, something to build on, 4 points out of six in the first two games.
And against a team that's just come out of the Premier League, is it a decent yardstick this early on?
I think it is. I think they've got very good players. They've got good balance, different ways to play, and it's interesting now to see how they go in the division after, you know, some very good performances today.
Did the award of that early penalty surprise you to some extent?
Yeah, I thought it was a soft one, but I mean, the referee's given it, and that's it. You know, we've earned our luck with a goalkeeping mistake. I felt we created a number of chances. If we, you know, consistently create that amount of chances and have the ball as much as we did today, then I'm looking for us to, you know, maybe put those away, and I would feel confident that our goals return will be good.
James Hemming was the right man in the right place, wasn't he? It was a fortuitous goal, but you'll take them.
It was fortuitous, and we will take them, but overall I felt it was a strong performance by our players. I wasn't disappointed at all, and as I said, 4 points out of six at the start. We must make sure that, you know, we keep driving wherever we can, go up a gear or two wherever, you know, where we need to, and at certain stages of the game, right at the end there in the last 10 minutes, not throw too many people forward. You know, we do need the ball first before we come from behind it.
Do you anticipate many ins and outs in the next 2 weeks? I mean, some of your players are attractive for other clubs to look at, aren't they?
Yeah, we're not interested in selling anybody. There may be one or two younger players that do go out on loan, but and in terms of players coming in, we are always looking, but I'm quite pleased with the way the squad is, and I think that there's some players just on the fringe that are, you know, looking for chances and opportunities. And with the likes of, you know, Wallace to come in, Saville to come in, our captain Danny Batt to come back at some stage through September, I would feel. I think the competition and the cover is pretty good at the moment.
Can you just comment on the, we didn't see much of your goalkeeper in action today, but it was an interesting selection. Carlo Akimi's been the first choice here for some time, but obviously you've brought in a new man. Just tell us about your thinking between the two.
Yeah, it's a big call. It's a football decision. I've got a lot of confidence in both goalkeepers, and I think for us as a club, we'll be strong throughout the season to, you know, have a good department. A goalkeeping position is a vital one. If you haven't got a good goalkeeper, I think it's very, very difficult to get promotion in whichever league you are, and I'm fully confident of the two lads we have now.
Yes, you need two quality goalkeepers to see you through a long season.
You do if you want to be successful, and you know, a club as of the stature of Wolves, you know, it's always been our aim to make sure we have cover competition, players drive each other on to top class performances. You know, we're here for excellent performances, and that's what we want to try to produce.
I could see some of the things that you talked about after the Blackburn game that you wanted to address. Not starting quickly, speed of passing the ball. You could see those things had been addressed today, so that was a much better performance.
There was a lot. We had a lot today. There's a lot to build it on. I'm encouraged by a lot of how we played, and you know, we have to replicate that, keep creating that many chances, because if we do, we'll score goals.
Recognising that it's very early in the season, but by the end of this week, with the teams that you'll have played, we'll have a pretty good idea of how you're shaping up, won't we? Because the Wednesday's game is another very demanding game.
And it's fascinating as well to see where you are in the division at the start of the year. Everybody else is the same. I'm sure an assessment after 10 games is usually, you know, where we are, but you certainly look at every single game, and it does give you signs and indications. For us and for me, the squad, if we can, you know, work hard to stay fit, and the side and the options coming from the bench are very good. So I'm optimistic about the season. I feel that at certain stages of the game we can find more drive, but you know, that's something that you always need.